Time now to take a look at what's going on in the Pays de Gex and join from the Pays de Gex tourist office, Jan Bukowski. Jan, good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mark. I'm doing very well, thank you.
Great. Now, Jan, Pays de Gex, of course, it's the area of France. Just for anyone who doesn't know, it's the area of France that's just across the border from Geneva. A large area comprises of the mountains and lakes and lots of wonderful things, which we'll come to look at for the natural state of the Pays de Gex in a couple of moments. But first, though, Jan, I know that you're very excited. It's been going on for a while, but it's still going on. They have in Ferney Voltaire DreamWorks exhibition at the Voltaire's Chateau. Tell us a bit more about this DreamWorks exhibition. What can you see there?
Well, this is a very unique event in that we have over 200 works of art to celebrate 25 years of DreamWorks magic. And it gives people the opportunity to see the original designs of some of their favorite movies like Shrek, Kung Fu Panda, Spirit, Trolls, and really to understand the genesis of some of these movies that, you know, have made us laugh for over 25 years.
It does worry. It worries me and amazes that 25 years of these, people will be surprised, as I was, that they've been going on for so long. And as you say, they're etched in our collective memories, really, aren't they?
They are. And when you think about it, you know, we see, you know, we go to the movie theater, we see it on TV, and we don't realize that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of artists that have worked hours and days and years, you know, to create these works of art. So, of course, it's an art exhibit that allows multi-generations to be able to appreciate what makes us laugh, what entertains us, what, you know, really makes us appreciate these amazing creations that we've come to love and discover.
Right, and it's obviously suitable for the whole family. I can see the grown-ups looking at it thinking, well, that's interesting, I never knew that. And the kids just liking to look at the pictures and some of the background effects and some of the stories behind the making of it. I think it just suits everybody, doesn't it?
And the best part of it is that it is in Voltaire's castle. So it's an opportunity not only to discover, you know, the literary legend and the castle that bears his name, but also, you know, to discover this exhibit. And when you think about it, Voltaire, who was a provocateur, it's a perfect marriage because DreamWorks was founded as a provocateur to poke fun at Disney.
Right. Okay. True. So there you go. I don't think often you'll get Voltaire and Disney put together, but you're right in that respect. So yeah, no, just I know it's been going on for a while. People still got some time to go to the DreamWorks exhibition at Voltaire's castle.
It's open until August 31st, and you know, now we've got the sanitary restrictions in place. So just make sure that you have the proper documentation. But yes, it's going on and it's going strong we hope that everyone will come and discover this amazing exhibit, because once it's gone, you won't be able to see it anywhere else. We really had an exclusivity on this.
Okay, so it's on until the end of August, right? So yeah, let's move on to other things. Tell me about this one up in the Pays de Gex, up in the Col de la Fossile. You've got the Mystery Forest. What is that?
Well, for years now, the Pays de Gex Agglo has endeavored to make this Col de la Fossile a year-round attraction. So we, you know, have the luge, the summer luge, the summer toboggan. We've got the zip line. We have all these, you know, different activities, and now we have the mysterious forest, la forêt mystérieuse, which gives people an opportunity to discover, gives, you know, families an opportunity to discover this whole itinerary that tells a story about la vouivre. La vouivre is a dragon native to the Jura Mountains. We have an incredible, beautiful metallic structure that was created by an artist that is 3.5 meters tall, And you go on this parcours, on this itinerary, to really discover nature, to discover the Jura Mountains, and to discover the legend of the Vuiv.
Okay, it sounds fascinating. Whereabouts on the Côte d'Azur Seawood is that? How do people find it?
It's right as you drive in. It's on the left side, right before you get. It's up on the top.
Right.
To the left of the ski lifts.
Okay.
You can't miss it. You can't miss not seeing the dragon, and
okay.
We have a great signage there. And it is opening on the 26th. That is the official opening date.
Okay, so that's opening. That's a mysterious forest up in the Col de la Fossile on the 26th. And finally, of course, Jan, I mean, it's worth mentioning heading up into the Jura Mountains. I mean, the Pays de Gex is very close to Geneva. It's going to be hot, certainly today and over the next few days. And it's a great way to escape some of the heat, really, isn't it, getting up into the mountains?
I mean, it is, I think, what the mountains in the summertime is all about, is an opportunity to, you know, connect with nature, to see flora and fauna that you don't see in the wintertime, to have these unbelievable, you know, views of of the Geneva region. I mean, the best views of the Mont Blanc are, you know, from the top of the Col de la Fossile, the top of Le Col de Crozet. The lift companies, you know, we've historically they were only open on the weekends. You know, now we're open 4 days a week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can just go up just for a breath of fresh air. You can have a drink in one of our many restaurants or a meal in our restaurants d'altitude. You can rent an e-bike. You can rent a scooter. You can go for a walk up on the crête. That's the beauty of the Jura Mountains, is that there's something for every level, for every, you know, for every demography. If you've got, you know, families with small children, we've got easy walks. So there's really something for everyone up at the top of the mountains.
Okay, it's worth just, you know, just thinking. Don't think of the ski stations as just for skiing. I mean, over the summer there are things to do as well. As you say, you can take the cable cars up and get a great view and walk down. So you don't have to walk up. You could just walk down. So
you can just walk down. You can take a picnic. You know, you can have a meal. I mean, what better way, you know, to escape the oppressive heat down in the plain than
right.
to, you know, just come up. And it's not far. That's the best part about it.
No.
You know, you can take the cabins at Crozet, which, you know, or what, maybe, you know, 15 minutes from Geneva. So, you know, it's very convenient.
Very convenient. Jan, thank you very much indeed for all of that. That's Jan Bukowski there from the Pays de Gex Tourist Office telling us what's going on. Just to remind you, that DreamWorks exhibition at the Château de Voltaire is going on until the end of August.